Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 8th, 2017. Today is Wednesday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from Psalm 49. I will incline my ear to a proverb and set forth my riddle upon the harp. Why should I be afraid in evil days when the wickedness of those at my heels surrounds me, the wickedness of those who put their trust in their goods and boast of their great riches? We can never ransom ourselves or deliver to God the price of our life, for the ransom of our life is so great that we should never have enough to pay it in order to live forever and ever and never see the grave. For we see that the wise die also, like the dull and stupid they perish, and leave their wealth to those who come after them. Their graves shall be their homes forever, their dwelling places from generation to generation, though they call the lands after their own names. Even though honored, they cannot live forever. They are like the beasts that perish. Such is the way of those who foolishly trust in themselves, and the end of those who delight in their own words. Granted, those are probably not some of the most optimistic lines from the book of Psalms. But the Psalms are about real life and real death and real emotion and the way of the world. That's why the people of God have prayed the Psalms over the centuries, not simply because there are words of comfort in the Psalms, but because there are the nitty-gritty details of life in the Psalms. This one is one of the nittiest and grittiest. You've probably heard me say before, and I don't know where I heard it the first time, but someone said that preachers only have two subjects, God and death, and everything else is footnotes. The psalmist, like any good preacher, is keenly aware that this life is short, that this life will, for each of us, come to an end. We simply don't know when. Yesterday was my birthday, and birthdays are always opportunities for celebration and some degree of reflection. Birthdays are times when we celebrate the length of time that we have lived, and yet, as the days that we have lived increase, the days we are yet to live decrease. The psalmist is correct and 100% on target when he says that there's nothing we can do to change the course of life. But maybe one way we change is we become more aware. In the passage that I read at the beginning of this meditation, it is clear that he sees those people who behave as if they're going to live forever and that their great wealth, their lands, their sheep, their money, if they think that's going to protect them from the inevitability of the grave, well, they are the ones who are foolish. Last Wednesday, I stood on the street corner and imposed ashes as well as imposing ashes in church as we began the season of Lent. And every year as I inscribe those ashes, making the sign of the cross on people's foreheads, saying, "Remember you are dust and to dust you shall return," that's one of those tactile reminders that all of life is a gift, and that for every one of us, this life will one day come to an end. Again, I don't think that that is necessarily about feeling hopelessness or feeling sadness or feeling some grief over the way of life. Rather, I wonder if being aware of the way that life will end for all of us shouldn't make us a bit more appreciative of life we have right now. The life in God, the life with friends and families and neighbors, a life that is full of blue skies and flowers and babies and puppies, a life that God gives us day by day and moment by moment and breath by breath. Nope, we can't ransom our life. We can't earn enough money to buy us one more moment of time than what we will have. But we can sure enjoy and live faithfully in the life that we are given today. Let us pray. O God, whose days are without end, and whose mercies cannot be numbered, make us, we pray, deeply aware of the shortness and uncertainty of human life, and let your Holy Spirit lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days, that, when we shall have served you in our generation, we may be gathered to our ancestors, having the testimony of a good conscience, in the communion of your holy church, in the confidence of a certain faith, in the comfort of a religious and holy hope, in favor with you, our God, and in perfect charity with the world. All this we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.